students to volunteer with the food bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Tonight, we take pleasure in bringing you Suspense, a weekly anthology of notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair, to keep you in suspense. Though now little more than a footnote in American culture, there was once a region in New York's Catskill Mountains known as the Borscht Belt, a hugely popular vacation destination for Jewish New Yorkers for much of the 20th century. The Borscht Belt fell into decline when air travel became commonplace. But by that time, its resorts had spawned a virtual who's who of comedy legends, from Woody Allen and Mel Brooks to George Burns and Jerry Lewis. During the early 50s, many Catskills performers benefited from the need of the new medium of television for programming and became national celebrities. Milton Berle's Texaco Star Theater, Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows, and Phil Silver's The Phil Silver Show brought them into millions of homes every week and made them icons of the baby boom. But other Borscht Belt comics found themselves performing before audiences of a very different sort.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 But wait. Oh, why, yes, yes, we are. Look, there's the Empire State Building. Right behind that patch of crabgrass.
Hardy, hardy, ha-ha. You should consider a career in comedy when you grow up.
Oh, I would, but every time I see your act, Stogie, I think to myself, you know, the world really could use more plumbers.
Disparage my art if you must, but admit it. You're just jealous that I'm getting my own TV show again.
Oh, jealous? Your last show went off the air before I could even settle my tuchus on the sofa.
Yeah, but in fairness, that's a lot of settling.
Have you know that I inherited my tuchus from my mother?
Is it too late to get cut out of a will?
As a matter of fact, it is too late. My mother died 3 years ago.
Oh, Roz. I'm sorry. Hey, wait a minute. Your mom's not dead. We just had dinner with her last month.
Did we? I don't seem to recall.
You should. She made rump roast. Rump roast? Get it? Huh? Oh, come on, Roz. Can't this heap go any faster?
Are you nuts? It's 4 a.m. and this fog's as thick as pea soup.
I just got whiplash from a passing snail.
If you don't like it, get out and walk.
I probably make better time.
I'll meet you at Radio City.
All right, all right. But my meeting at Dumont is for 9 o'clock sharp. And I plan on being there with bells on.
And hopefully pants, too. This time.
Only if it's cold, Roz. Only if it's cold. But if I'm late, and they go ahead and hire Henny Youngman to host that new show, let it be on your head.
Oh, however could I live with the boy knowing that I denied the world your greatness? Hey, Stogie, you want to get behind the wheel? Might take your mind off things.
Me? Behind the wheel? Forget it. Driving's way too dangerous.
Oy. Well, then how about finding something on the radio? WMBC usually comes through pretty strong on this stretch of 17.
Ask and you shall receive. Ah, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Music to soothe the savage milk toast.
You better find something else, or else we'll be wrapped around a tree before the end of Begin the Begin. Oh, what's that?
Charlie Parker?
I'm serious, Stogie. Suddenly I feel kind of strange.
Strange? Like I ate too many matzo balls and I'm about to explode strange? Or strange like I'm opening at Grossinger's terrace room and I forgot my axe strange?
Strange like... Oh, you ever feel like you're not all there?
Story of my life, Roz. Story of my life.
Stogie!
You're asking me? I just got here.
Would you look at this place? I've never seen anything like it. The angles. Not a straight line to be found anywhere.
Like it was designed by Frank Lloyd Wrong.
And decorated by Salvador Dali.
Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Indeed, you are no longer in Kansas, humans. Or even on your own planet, for that matter.
Who said that?
I did.
Stogie, do you see? Sitting up in that gallery sort of thing?
Yeah, only I always thought that green men from Mars were supposed to be little. That character would make Primo Carnera look like Mickey Rooney. Hey, mister, who are you?
I am the games master for the Toulousian Empire.
The who's it for the what now?
Your sense of humor will serve you in good stead here, Mr. Shnobotnik. In fact, it is very key to your survival.
Look, whoever you are, where are we and how did we get here?
Where you are and how you came to be here are questions far too complicated for your primitive ape brains to comprehend.
Ape brains?
He means you.
Oh.
Humorous, okay?
Where you are is on the throne world of the Toulousian Empire, rulers of the galaxy known to humanity as NGC 1300 in the Eridanus Cluster. You were brought here via instantaneous teleportation beam.
Come again?
As I stated previously, your limited intellect will not be able to comprehend what has happened.
Hey, speak for him, Game Master. I comprehend just fine. What you're saying is that you used some sort of Buck Rogers gizmo to zoom us across space to your planet.
Excellent, Miss Callahan. You show an unexpected level of comprehension. A credit to your species.
You hear that, Ape Brain?
Yeah. Go to the head of the class, Apple Polisher. Okay, I get how you brought us here, but... And I just know I'm gonna regret asking this. Why? Why us? And why here?
You are here to participate in the games.
Oh, well, that explains everything.
Games? You mean like Tiddlywinks?
No, Mr. Shnobotnik, not like Tiddlywinks. We of the Toulousian Empire evolve far beyond your childlike diversions and require entertainment of infinitely greater sophistication. And so, we created the games.
What do we have to do?
Shortly, you will be transported into our arena, where you will face a male and female from another world. The winners will be returned to their planet of origin unharmed.
And the losers?
The losers will be eliminated from existence, along with every member of their species. A means of upping the stakes, as you would put it.
What if...
The same conditions apply if you refuse to compete in the games.
Talk about you bet your life.
Precisely, Mr. Shlobotnik. Precisely.
For this, we got dragged halfway across the universe? Just look at our palatial quarters. Two stone benches and a... What is that thing anyway? A sink? A toilet? Both?
You know, this Fakakta room reminds me of a joke. Outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside...
Inside a dog, it's too dark to read. Does Groucho know you're stealing his material?
If it'll make you feel better, be sure and tell him the next time you see him.
Oh, Stogie, what are we gonna do?
Hey, it's not so bad. I'll have you know I was a junior middleweight boxer in high school. They called me Hebrew Lightning.
We'll make sure they put that on your tombstone.
Well, it's not like we have a choice. We fight or we die. And not just us, but every last man, woman, and child on Earth.
I know. Good thing all those people back home don't.
Don't what? Know their fate is in the hands of a couple of schlamazels from Queens?
Exactly. But it is. And we owe it to humanity to give it the old college try.
But I didn't go to college. Ah, you're right. You're right, Booby. No matter what, we're gonna go down swinging. We owe it to humanity, to God, to ourselves.
Pinky swear on it?
Oh, I don't know, Roz. After all, the pinky is also known as the piggy finger. And you know how important my faith is to me.
You just ate a BLT right before we got whooshed across the galaxy.
How about a spit swear instead?
Ugh, just stick your pinky out.
We're probably getting worked up over nothing anyway. I mean, what's the worst thing we could end up fighting? Lizard monsters the size of elephants?
Facing our defending champions are mammalian bipeds from the planet Earth, Stogie Shlobotnik and Roz Callahan.
You just had to ask, didn't you?
Holy moly! Look at them! They're horrible!
I'm looking!
They expect us to fight those lizard monsters? Huh, they're as big as elephants!
Which reminds me, Stogie, now that we're facing certain death, there's something I've always wanted to tell you. Your timing on that elephant in my pajamas gag stinks.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have to go to your grave with that on your conscience.
Oh, Bubala, you're the best comic I know, and the best friend I got.
Right back at you, kiddo. If you hadn't been schlepping me back to New York, you wouldn't be here now. About to be an appetizer for a giant lizard alien.
Stokey, look out!
not dead? I'm not dead!
Nope.
Thought I was dead once. Turned out I was just in Hoboken.
Again with the laughter.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna try something. Listen, Gruesome, I never forget a face. But in your case, I'll be glad to make an exception. So, this battle to the death, it ain't with fists and teeth.
No, it's with jokes. Yeah, I get it. So keep going.
Now, I'm not saying my opponent is ugly, but when he was born, the doctor slapped his mother.
And as for his partner there, she was such an ugly baby that any time she played in the sandbox, the cat would try to cover her up.
How do you know it's a her?
You want to look close and find out?
No!
What's Gruesome doing? It's almost as if he wants you to...
As if he wants me to... No, not that old pull my finger gag. He wants me to pull his finger.
I wouldn't believe it if I wasn't seeing it with my own eyes. Oh, these two are strictly amateur hour.
Come on, Roz. Let's show these alien schlemiels how we do it uptown.
Whatever you say, Stogie. I have nothing but respect for you. And not much of that.
Why, thanks, Roz. You've never been funnier, and it's a shame.
Got the brain of a four-year-old boy. And was he ever glad to get rid of it?
When you were born, Roz, the doctor went into the waiting room and said, "We did everything we could, but she pulled through."
Your folks loved you so much, Stogie, that when you were a kid, your bath toys were a toaster and a radio.
Well, Gruesome's determined that someone's gonna pull his finger.
Yeah, and it looks like his partner is the lucky duck.
Yeesh. Sounds like somebody just stepped on a duck.
And that smell. You know the Fulton Fish Market on a hot August day? I'm wishing for that right now. You know, folks, I kid about this fella here, but the truth is that there isn't a person Stogie's ever met that he hasn't touched. Hell, he just touched me for $20 on Friday.
Yeah? Well, once when Roz was lost, she saw a policeman and asked him to help her find her parents. She said, "Do you think we'll ever find them?" So the policeman said, "I don't know, kid. There's so many places they can hide."
Oh, look. A meeting of the mindless.
Oh, tough crowd.
Gruesome is not happy with his partner.
Well, what do you know? Gruesome just ripped his partner's head off.
So I guess two heads aren't better than one.
Ah, let Dr. Stogie make sure she's down for the count. So where's the pulse on this cockamamie alien? Well, either she's dead or my watch has stopped.
Your winners, Stogie Slobotnik and Roz Callahan of Earth.
Well, I've had a perfectly wonderful evening, but this wasn't it.
Ixnay on the Ipsquay, Osray. Thank you. You're beautiful. Really.
did that really happen?
Unless we've both gone mashuga.
Well, I wouldn't want to bet on that not being the case. You want to just keep this to ourselves and pretend it never happened?
Deal. Only...
Only what?
Well, it's kind of satisfying, ain't it? I mean, we saved the whole human race and became the intergalactic champions of comedy.
Yeah, only something about that bothers me.
How so?
Remember when we got whooshed into that arena?
Do I? I'm gonna need to change my underwear 3 times when I get home, just to get caught up.
Well, the Games Master introduced the other team as the defending champions.
Defending champions.
Yeah.
Oy vey, you don't think that... I could just plot.
And facing our defending champions are amorphous protoplasmic blobs from planet Velt. It's Vaho and Shibuya.
Ha ha, these two are gonna be total pushovers. Just look at them, Roz. Just big blobs of gray goo. They don't even have arms, let alone hands. No hands, eh? Good thing they're not Italian, or else they wouldn't be able to talk at all. Am I right? Huh? Huh?
Will you take this seriously, Stogie? Once again, the fate of the entire Earth depends on us, and here you are, cracking wise.
Oh, you need to stop worrying so much. We're Stogie Slobotnik and Roz Callahan, the intergalactic champions of comedy. How hard could this be?
Wait. Do you see that?
They're changing shape.
Into... No, it can't be!
They're changing into...
A giant whoopee cushion.
And a giant rubber chicken.
And again, I say, you just had to ask, didn't you?
So ends Gag Reflex by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Tonight's story of Suspense. Suspense is produced by Blue Hours Productions. Tonight's radio drama was written especially for Suspense by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Damon Krall was Stogie Slobotnik, Elizabeth Grayson was Roz Callahan, and John C. Alzadek was the Games Master. I'm Damon Krall. Next week at this time, tune in again for another study in Suspense.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished guaranteed used bicycle or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Tonight, we take pleasure in bringing you Suspense, a weekly anthology of notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair, to keep you in suspense. During the 19th century, an unusually repugnant form of criminal activity was rampant throughout North America and Europe, grave robbing. Whether to supply doctors with cadavers for research purposes, or simply to pilfer the deceased's valuables, the practice became so commonplace that it spawned a cottage industry devoted to safeguarding burial sites by a variety of ingenious means. But it wasn't always humans that desecrated the resting places of the dead. Such was the case in Salem, Massachusetts, where one of the town's oldest cemeteries earned an especially unsavory reputation for its invasive visitors.
Mr. Masson, I must admit to reservations about the interment here of my beloved Mordecai.
Really, Mrs. Prynne?
Yes, really, Mr. Masson. I'll have you know that I have of late become privy to certain stories concerning this cemetery.
And what stories might they be, Mrs. Prynne?
Stories concerning the vast hordes of rats which frequent these grounds.
Nothing but old wives' tales. There's nary a rat to be found here.
I wish I could believe that, Mr. Masson, but the stories are quite widespread. How generations ago a colony of rats came up from the wharves and settled here in the graveyard. And how they became abnormally large, glutting upon the dead.
Not a word of truth to it.
And perhaps not just upon the dead, for I have also learned that your predecessor, God rest his soul, died here under most suspicious circumstances.
No, he was an old codger anyway. Not to speak ill of the dead, mind you, but it was his time.
In fact, it would not be out of the question, Mr. Masson, for this graveyard to be closed down entirely due to its neglected condition.
Well...
Mr. Masson!
All right, all right. I do apologize for withholding the truth from you, Mrs. Prynne, but I'm getting up there in years myself. And I'm afeard that if the cemetery closes, I'll end up in the poorhouse. And that's no place for a hard-working, God-fearing man to be.
So the stories are true?
I do the best I can. I've set traps for them, put poisoned food by their burrows, even tried shooting them. But the best I can do is keep them under control. I dare any man in Salem to do better.
And the stories... of the rats desecrating the dead?
They're true. But I swear to you, on my own mother's grave, that no rat will disturb a hair on your beloved Mordecai's head.
Truly, Mr. Masson?
Cross me up, Mrs. Prynne. My men Simmons and I will stand watch over his grave every night if need be.
Well, I do thank you, Mr. Masson. I should like to compensate you for your additional efforts.
No, I wouldn't dream of it, Mrs. Prynne. Just doing our duty. Even though it will mean that young Simmons will be spending more time away from his wife and little ones.
Oh, dear. Really? In that case, I insist. Please, pass this along to Simmons as some measure of recompense for his family.
Oh, God bless you, Mrs. Prynne. I'm sure that young Simmons will be most grateful.
It's quite all right, Mr. Masson. Well, I really should be going before nightfall. Many thanks to you and Simmons for watching over my Mordecai.
'Tis my honor to do so, madam. Good day, Mrs. Prynne.
Good day, Mr. Masson.
You hear all that, Simmons?
Aye, every word. So, then this money must be mine, eh?
Tell you what, you conjure up a wife and kids, and it's all yours. In the meantime, I'll hold on to it. For safekeeping, of course.
Of course. So, what's on the docket for tonight?
Did you not hear? I made Mrs. Prynne a solemn vow to make sure that her beloved Mordecai is not disturbed by any rats. And what better way to prevent that than to disturb him ourselves?
Aye, 'tis the Christian thing to do.
We wait till 11 o'clock, just in case there are any late mourners.
I'll have spades and lanterns ready. So, do we have a buyer for Prynne?
Oh, Doc Thurbert's always in need of fresh cadavers, so he'll take this one. No questions asked. Minus the gold fillings, of course.
Aye, he had a mouthful of them, and an especially fine set of cufflinks. Oh, and a genuine pearl stick pin.
Oh, you don't miss a thing, do you?
Well, when a fella has a wife and wee ones at home, then... Ah, sure hope those filthy little monsters haven't gotten to him already.
Aye, that'd be the third time this week.
Maybe they're undercutting us, eh? Taking the cadavers to the medical school themselves. Sorry.
We can't afford to lose this one. So put your back into it.
So, you know about how the rats came to this cemetery?
Aye. The rats have been here nigh as long as the graveyard itself. It said they came off of ships from distant ports with strange cargoes. Oh, they were big to start with and kept growing on account of having so many corpses to feed upon. And now, well, you've seen them yourself. Big as a full-sized alley cat, and twice as mean.
Aye, that they are. But it is not just their unnatural size that folks find, well, perplexing. Every time we open a grave, only to find that the rats have beat us to it, the coffin's always been gnawed open at the end. It's never the sides, not even once. It's as if the little beasties just knew. Well, and why do they carry off the corpses, eh? Huh? Why not just feast on the rotting flesh right where it lay? It's as if some unseen hand guided their actions.
Do you hear yourself, you old woman? Some unseen hand. Next we'll be going on about there are worse things than rats crawling in the unhallowed earth beneath Salem, moribund in human creatures that still exist in forgotten burrows.
You shouldn't be so quick to laugh off that which you cannot explain.
And you shouldn't be so quick to lend credence to superstitious nonsense when there be rational explanations.
Oh, so just what are these rational explanations, then?
That'll have to wait, my boy. Let's clear the lid.
Wait. Do you hear that? That scratching?
The rats. They've beaten us to prin. Hurry, pry the lid. You have that pepper box pistol? We may be needing it.
I have it.
Hurry, hurry. Blasted. Gone. Wait, can you hear?
Aye, they have not gone far with our prize, but... Oh, to be so close.
We're not done yet, lad.
What?
We're going in after them.
Are you daft? Going crawling down into them warrens?
Oh, they've not gone far. We'll catch up with them in no time.
And then what? You've seen the size of him. It must be hundreds down there, ferocious little devils with mouths full of needle-sharp fangs, and you want us to go into their lairs?
They're just rats. They'll flee at the very sight of us.
Well, you can learn that for yourself, because there's no way I'm setting foot down there.
We're both going.
But how do we even know we'll fit?
Our rats have been dragging corpses through them tunnels for years. We'll fit. You go first, and take a lantern.
Lord, have mercy on a poor sinner. Tunnel. It's all damp and slimy.
What did you expect with all the rain we've had?
and the stench. It's like carrion.
Get your belly aching and keep moving.
Massa.
What now?
It ain't just the stench and the damp and the oversized rodents that have me spooked.
Now, here we go with the old wives' tales.
Look, you didn't grow up here in ancient witch-hunted Salem, but I did. And the tales me grandmother told me as a little shaver...
You'll be carrying on like a little shaver now.
No, the old days, when Cotton Mather hunted down the cults that worship Hecate and the dark Magna Mater. And they're long past, but even today, blasphemous secrets are said to be hidden below the surface, where forgotten pagan rites are still celebrated in defiance of law and sanity.
No, not but superstitious blather.
Me gram told me of ghoulish beings that dwelt underground that had the power of commanding the rats, marshalling them like horrible armies.
Simmons.
They sent the rats abroad to carry messages and to rob graves.
Simmons.
The old fable of the Pied Piper, it hides a blasphemous truth.
Simmons!
Oh, saints preserve us! The barrel's gonna collapse!
Simmons, keep your voice down!
Listen, we've got to get out of here. Do you hear me? We've got to get out of here.
Get hold of yourself, man. We're almost caught up with the thieving little bastard.
No!
All right, all right. This... The burrow. It's too narrow to turn around in.
Oh, Lord. Oh, saints preserve us.
Hold on, hold on. Okay. We've passed a couple of side tunnels already. Is there one anywhere ahead? Simmons. Simmons!
There's one just ahead on the left. Maybe 15 feet further.
Calm yourself, lad. Let's go forward a wee bit further, then we use that side tunnel to get ourselves turned back around.
All right.
Just keep your wits about you, Simmons. We'll be topside again before you know it.
If you say so, Masson. If you say so. About there.
Good. Now you need to go a little farther straight ahead while I get myself reversed. Then all you do is crawl backwards a few feet and turn yourself around. We'll be out of here in no time.
Sure. Yeah, sure we will.
And set the lantern in the side tunnel as you pass. I'll be needing it to guide us back out of this hell maze.
Sure. Sure.
Just about in. Turning around now. What the devil?
What? What's there?
I suppose the rats don't devour every last corpse they drag into these tunnels. But there's one just a few feet ahead of me, all propped up like.
Masson, back out now.
Reckon it's been here for a while, too. Looks to be almost mummified.
Masson, back out now.
Wait, it's almost as if the damn thing is moving.
Back out now! Now, back out!
It is moving.
Go! Get out of my way!
What is that?
It's one of those blasphemous things from the old stories. It's summoning its legions of rats. Hurry!
I'm being moved as fast as I can.
on my flesh! Harry Masson, they're coming back.
Simmons! Oh, merciful heaven. I can't let them get to me. I have to... Ow! My head. This big rock in the roof of the warren. If I can dislodge it, maybe I can collapse the tunnel behind me and hold those monsters at bay till I get out. Almost there. Just one more. No! My lantern! Broken! Oh, pitch black all around. And those minions of Elclaw on their way to get to me. Get a grip on yourself, Masson. The way out cannot be much further. Just feel your way along the wall, and you'll be above ground before you know it. Oh, but hurry, man. Hurry! Oh, Lord in heaven, where be that blasted hole out of here? No! Oh, no! Stay back! Stay back! Stay back, damn you! I said stay back! Oh, leave me be! Leave me be! Ow! No! No! Oh, sweet Jesus, please, let me find that hole! Oh! No! That's it. I found it. I found a way out of this hell. Oh, God. I just need a little time. Collapse the entrance behind me. That'll keep the rats at bay long enough for me to get out. Praise be to God. What the devil? The lid sealed? Wow, how? No. No. It is the wrong grave. I'm in the wrong grave! No! 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 We'll be right back.
So ends The Graveyard Rats by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Tonight's story of suspense. Suspense is produced by Blue Hours Productions. Tonight's drama was adapted for radio by John C. Alzadek and Dana Perry Hayes from the short story by Henry Kuppner. Damon Crawl was Old Masson. Christopher Duva was Simmons. And Dana Perry Hayes was Mrs. Prynne. I'm Damon Crawl. Next week at this time, tune in again for another study in suspense.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Yes, how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald. That's all the time that we have this week for Skull Toll. Stay tuned for the rest of